Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Marzano. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zupczyk. Hill reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Otto covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a line drive for a single. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Whiten moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Plantier. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Plantier strikes out. 1 out. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Marzano is 0 for 1 in the game. Marzano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Marzano reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marzano moves to third. 2 outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marzano scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Power now pitching. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Brunansky moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Clark moves to second. 1 out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Plantier is walked intentionally. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marzano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marzano hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper pinch hits for John Valentin. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Rivera now playing shortstop. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a line drive beyond short. Rivera can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alomar scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Zupcic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupcic is 0 for 3 in the game. Zupcic hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brunansky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Marzano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Plantier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brunansky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marzano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Marzano hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.